It's a sad day for the country, certainly a sad day for the Indian Air Force at one level. At another level, it's also an occasion to look back at the life and times of a very distinguished individual. Arjun Singh, the Marshal of the Indian Air Force, was more than just a war fighter. He was a very fine statesman. He made his name, he made his mark, not just as a war fighter, but as a diplomat, as a former lieutenant governor. And then in recognition of all that, his role as the Air Force Chief in the 65 war, his role in fighting the Second World War, his role as a diplomat, all of that put together, the government felt that they needed to recognize him. And he was upgraded to the rank of Marshal of the Air Force. That's a 5-star rank. It is equivalent to Field Marshal. That happened several years back. And as Marshal of the Indian Air Force, he continued to work very closely with the Air Force family. He was an extremely generous man. He was an extremely popular leader among so many in the Air Force. Finally, he was given a state funeral today after he passed away on Saturday at the age of 98. The Marshal of the Indian Air Force leaving his home in Delhi's Kautilya Marg for the very last time. His mortal remains on a gun carriage, being drawn by an army truck as it made its way to Brar Square in Delhi Cantonment. Draped in the national flag, the casket was removed by Air Force personnel, placed upon their shoulders and carried into the cremation ground. The Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, the former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, several senior political leaders and the three service chiefs were there to salute and place wreaths in honour of a man who was known as a perfect soldier and gentleman.
To me personally, he's the man who had pinned this wing on to me.
Oh, I see.
And he had commissioned me into the Air Force, so I have the greatest regards for this man.
As five World War II-era 25-pounder guns fired their gun salute 17 times at intervals of exactly 2.5 seconds, the skies were filled with the sound of whirring rotors and the roar of jet engines. The three Sukhoi jets that flew overhead were in the missing man formation, the gap between two aircraft in the formation symbolic of a great loss. The national flag flew at half-mast today, with the government keen to reverse a decision that had seen neither the defence minister nor the service chiefs, not even the army chief, attend the funeral of Field Marshal Sam Manekshaw, the man who led India to victory in the 1971 war.
I think they are making, they have made, I won't not making, I think they have made amends enormously.
Right.
Because this is the way he was not an Air Force hero, he was a national.
The Marshal of the IAF was known not just as a great aviator, but as a distinguished diplomat and later lieutenant governor. He remains the only IAF officer to have picked up a 5-star rank equivalent to a field marshal. Born in 1919, when World War I was winding down, Arjun Singh flew courageously on the Burma front during World War II, being honored by the British with a Distinguished Flying Cross, equivalent of a Veer Chakra. His biggest challenge was in the 1965 war against Pakistan, when the IAF had to battle a technologically superior Pakistan Air Force. Wing Commander Vinod Neb, then a flight lieutenant, had just shot down a Pakistani Sabre fighter when he was greeted by Arjun Singh, who was then IAF chief, the youngest to take over, at the age of just 44.
He learned from my CO that I was not even fully ops. Once he learned that, and then he says, my God, we trained pilots to shoot and destroy enemy. You have already done it. How come you're not fully ops? There's something wrong. I need to check that. And then I was declared on 6 September as fully operational and Hunter.
So successive Air Force chiefs and those who have served in the Air Force and the Armed Forces, the Army and the Navy as well, speak so wonderfully about Arjun Singh. What a great man he was. What a patriot he was. What a distinguished gentleman. And we've got a group of very distinguished gentlemen with us this evening. Air Marshal Randhir Singh, an Indian Air Force veteran, joins us from Chandigarh. He's flown in the past with the Marshal of the Air Force. It's wonderful to speak to you, sir. You are one of the oldest Indian Air Force officers. It's great to actually have you on this program. Pushpinder Chopra, the finest chronicler of the Indian Armed Forces, certainly of the Indian Air Force, somebody who's known Arjun Singh very, very well over the years. Wing Commander Vinod Neb. Wing Commander Neb shot down a Pakistani sabre in the 65 war. You saw his account of how Arjun Singh actually said, okay, you are now fully operational. He got a Veer Chakra for that. But then Neb decided that that's not where things would end. So he fought in the 71 war and shot down another sabre. And the government was obliged to give him a bar to Veer Chakra, a Veer Chakra for the second time. And he joins us on this program as well. And perhaps as distinguished as anyone in the history of the Indian Air Force, Air Chief Marshal retired Anil Yashwant Tipnis. Always a pleasure, sir, to speak to you. Air Marshal Randhir Singh, let me come to you first. You were part, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were part of that first formation that flew when India became independent. And Arjun Singh was a part of that as well. Describe to us that moment in history, sir.
Well, we were all looking forward to the day when India will be free. And that was the occasion. So, what sort of, we were suddenly asked that there should be a flypast and the Marshal of the Air Force, that time Wing Commander, he led for rehearsals till the last day, on the final day, when we suddenly sort of observed that he had the group captain's rank on his shoulder. We all congratulated and we took off as per briefing. And he was a perfect leader. Those were the days when we didn't have any navigational aids, any beacons to home on to, and somebody to coax you on the ground to go fast or slow. So it was a perfect timing when we flew over the Red Fort. And that was the first time I was his wingman. So we were quite happy after we landed that we were thanked by him profusely.
Right. And what a remarkable experience that could have been.
That is.
So I want to just go across to Mr. Pushpinder Chopra over here. Arjun Singh fought brilliantly in the Second World War as well. He fought in the Northwest Frontier, but he really made his mark on the Burma front. He commanded the historic 1 Squadron of the Indian Air Force, and he picked up a Distinguished Flying Cross. Not only was he a great flight commander, he was a very, very good pilot as well. And people talk about his leadership, but as a pilot, he was right up there.
He was also, you know, he had great charisma right from the young ages. I think he was a squadron leader. Took over number one squadron with Hurricanes when they moved to Burma for the Imphal for the second, during the second Burma campaign. And the siege in Imphal was classic because number one squadron, Indian Air Force, and number 28th squadron, Royal Air Force, were together in Imphal. They fought it out for the next 15 months. They picked up 22 DFCs. And then squadron leader Arjun Singh got his in the field where Lord Louis Mountbatten flew down to pin the medal on his chest at Imphal. He led from the front. I mean, this was his life. He always led from the front, I mean, on tactical reconnaissance and so on. So when the siege really got hot and they were running out of supplies, number 28th squadron, Royal Air Force, pulled out. Mm-hmm. Number one stayed on. So this is a great tribute to the squadron, to the Indian Air Force, and to then squadron leader Arjun Singh.
You know, when I interviewed him a few years back, he mentioned to me of the initial lot in one squadron who were deployed on the Burma front. There were about 21 of them, of whom only five eventually survived. And he was one of those five. So they took a lot of hits. They lost a lot of good men over there.
They flew thousands of sorties, low level against a very sort of professional enemy.
The Japanese, and they won. Yes. Wing Commander Neb, just describe to us that occasion in 65 when it was Halwara, right? Where you shot down near Halwara Air Force Base, where you shot down a Pakistani Sabre. And then lo and behold, your big boss, the chief, suddenly shows up. At that stage, you were not even fully operational on the Hunter.
Vishnu, you're very right. At that point in time, I was a very small flying officer. And not even fully ops, because there are two parts of the training. One is the air defense and one is the ground attack, which I had not completed. But however, on coaxing and requesting my flight commander, I was put on the air defense duty, which calls for the combat air patrol. During one of the combat air patrol on the 6th September, this way we sighted these sabers coming and attacking, wanting to attack Halwara. And Rathore and I, the two together, he was my leader, we maneuvered and got behind them. In fact, at that point of time, if I just tell you, I didn't even know that these are sabers, because I've never seen one in my life. I, in fact, thought they are the Mistia aircraft. But when Rathore started firing onto the aircraft, then I realized, oh my God, these are sabers, not Mistias. Anyway, jokes apart. When I got everything done and shot down the aircraft, came back, and Marshall flew down in his Canberra to Halwara. He was so keen to understand that what went on the 6th September. So, because after that, not a single attack was conducted by day by Pakistan. So he really wanted to know what we did and how we achieved it, etc. So the full details were given, and during that period he realized also that I was not even fully ops, as you just mentioned. And the point I want to try to tell you is, look at the man, his leadership, his compassion, and he wanted to know the first-hand information himself and digest it and see what needs to be done next.
Yep.
And rewarding the people on the spot, etc. But what I like to mention about this man is he had an elephantine memory. You see, the point is, in 65, which we commemorated the 5th Golden Jubilee just 2 years back in 2015, he was being interviewed by Newsweek. And during the Newsweek time, he tells the editor that, you know, the question which was posed to him was, what fears Pakistan? Mm-hmm. And you know what reply he gave? His reply is amazing. He says, Pakistan fears Keela, Gautam, Jagannath, Neb. What a tribute.
What a remarkable
a man like
tribute.
Me, he's,
and he absolutely really had a huge, huge memory. Really. But sir, I want to go across to Air Chief Marshal Tipnis as well. One of the things Air Chief Marshal he did is he was very skilled on the Canberra fighter bomber. And, you know, you were telling me earlier on today that, you know, the navigator sat below and the pilot was above. The pilot had an ejection seat. The navigator didn't. What is it that he chose to do to ensure that he and the navigator were one team, essentially, if things went wrong?
Well, yes, I think I told you earlier in the morning today that the Canberra, only the pilot had an ejection seat and the navigator had to bail out manually. Now that certainly made the odds of survival for the navigator very, very low indeed. And this is something which the personality of Arjun Singh just couldn't take it. It was too bitter for him to feel that somebody who is depending on him for his safety does not have the same level of safety as himself. And therefore, he always flew the Canberra with the ejection seat pin in position. That means even if he wanted to eject in case of an emergency, He had no means of doing it because the seat was safe. And now, instead of the navigator being vulnerable, it was Arjun Singh himself, you know, who was at near impossible odds against himself, had he to have an emergency and he had to abandon the aircraft. That was the style of that man. You know, he had an imposing personality, made a, you know, absolutely presence that brought everyone's attention onto him. But his demeanor was always so very easy, just as described to you by Wing Commander Neb, that he was always approachable. One was not afraid to speak to him or tell him as things were. Wing Commander Neb explained to you how he wanted to get the things right at the ground level, that what was happening there, and he wanted to hear it, as they say, from the horse's mouth. My experience was similar in 65 or a couple of years earlier, when the first supersonic squadron, the 28th squadron, got equipped with the MiG-21. And at that time, the initial lot of people who went to Russia for training were a very experienced lot, very qualified lot, but Marshal Arjun Singh certainly felt at that time that the Air Force needed to have younger pilots within that squadron.
Yes.
And therefore, against probably advice from others, he insisted that there should be some flying officers there too. And I was one of them. And he came down personally from Air Headquarters to Chandigarh, where 28th Squadron was based, to find out first level for myself and the other two flying officers in the squadron, how we were coping, how did we find flying that aircraft, because not only was the aircraft a supersonic and a high-performance aircraft, but the MiG-21 at that time did not have a trainer.
Right.
And your first sortie on the aircraft was a solo one.
Fantastic story, Sai. So this is one story that we've spoken in the past. I did not know about this MiG-21 story of yours as a young flight lieutenant, how you actually went to Russia. But I'm running out of time. I just want to go back. I want to go back to Air Marshal Randhir Singh. Sir, the Marshal of the Air Force really saw the birth of the Indian Air Force. You also saw the birth of the Indian Air Force from a fledgling force to a very significant Air Force now. What sort of role, very briefly, sir, did Arjun Singh play in the evolution of the Indian Air Force in the very early days?
No, for the first time, I met the Marshal when he was a flight commander number one squadron at Kohat, Northwestern Frontier. And I, as a young pilot officer, newly posted to sister squadron number 3. So that's the time we first met. I related in the earlier on a small thing, that he was a university color in swimming. And on Sunday morning, in the officers' mess, we used to take part in races. But he never took part, knowing that he can easily beat us hollow. So he wanted to encourage us and just watch and give us the tips how to improve our crawl and other things. Now, that is the type of person. And also at the same time, the squadron commander, that number 3 squadron, was his course mate, late squadron leader Prithipal Singh. These were the first two RAF Crenville trainees. So now both of them very friendly, naturally belong the same course. They would exchange the various about the youngsters, who is doing what, all the rest. And well, much later, I think I found out that I was also part of the discussion.
Yep.
Being from a village, as a land, so a small land holding, I had a kind of a similar background as Arjun Singh had.
Yep.
Now, is one thing. I think he was very benevolent. I think he got certain land allotted in near Adampur.
Yes.
After partition. And he has given that land to the tillers. He has not kept anything with him.
In fact, I just want to jump in over there. One of the things that he did as families. I wrap up this program is to just mention that he was an extraordinarily generous man. He also had farmland close to Delhi, and he sold it off at a certain stage. He earned about 2 crore rupees, and then he put that all into a fund for the welfare of ex-servicemen. When the sixth pay commission came, he realized that he was coming into some more than 60 lakh rupees, and he told the air chief at the time that, look, I don't need this money at all. And I believe it was Air Chief Marshal Fali Homi Major. He said, I don't know what to do with this money. Take this money, which is coming into my kitty, into my pocket, and put it back into that same fund for the benefit of ex-servicemen. So that, in a sense, was what the man was all about. He was incredibly generous. He was a very, very distinguished statesman. And he was obviously a great asset to the Indian Air Force as a military leader. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. We're completely out of time. Air Marshal, I'm so sorry. I do apologize, but we have only half an hour. It's a sad day for the country, but also, as I mentioned right in the beginning of the program, a day to look back at the remarkable achievements of the first Marshal of the Indian Air Force, Arjun Singh. Thanks very much for being with us.